JW Mobile.
Hey, fine, you doing KP4CBA?
Out into the sunlight for the first time on this beautiful day. Should have done it a long time ago, but I was programming. How about you? What you been up to?
I got up late, and my wife and I just finished taking a walk out in the neighborhood there. It is nice out there. It's nice and warm, feels good, and I'm looking forward to playing some tennis tonight at 6 o'clock.
But again, huh? Is this the first time in a while, or have you been back at it?
The game was yesterday. And at noon, I say no, at 10:30, and that went well. The doctors have cleared me to play. They said I had a mild stroke, they don't seem overly worried about it. They put me on Plavix for a month, and then I can quit taking that, and then they just want me to take the, the baby aspirin or whatever it is, 81, 82 milligram aspirin, one of those a day for, they said for the rest of my life.
Because I have to do that too. And I know others of us have, since I went on it, have gone on aspirin for the rest of their life. That's not too big of a chore to do, though. My biggest part was I would forget to take it. I'd be downstairs and the alarm on my wristwatch would go off and I'd say, I'm going to go upstairs and do that. And I'd never go up those stairs and do that. I'd go upstairs, that'd be the last thing on my mind. So figuring out a way to make sure that you don't forget to do that is the hard part. But anyway, glad you're not going to be on all the other stuff for the rest of your life. I think the AFib, I think I'm on that medicine from now on, just like the aspirin, but still that's not too big of a deal.
I'm really not, fretting over the medicine, and I seem to be doing well, so I'll just continue on, and unless I have any more symptoms, I thought my window actually ended yesterday, but it's actually next Monday. But they evidently don't see much of a problem because they cleared me to play tennis. So, and they know, that I play a lot and I play, hard. So, I don't think they're too worried about it.
We're glad that you do that because I think they try to get everybody to be active. After you recover, of course, you got to have the recovery time. But after that, I think their goal is that you're active from then on. So hopefully it'll do you good instead of harm. What was it, the double vision? Was there anything else besides that? Any other symptoms besides double vision?
Not really, other than right when it happened, I was dizzy. I was staggering. I was in the kitchen. It was in the evening. I played tennis and came home. And I don't know, it was 7:30, 20 till 8, something like that. And I went in the kitchen for something, and it started. And I was dizzy then. But then that cleared up, but the vision thing didn't. But then the next day, my vision cleared up, and then it got worse again. So I went to the eye doctor Thursday, and he suggested I have an MRI, and we just went on from there. I wound up seeing a neurologist, but she feels confident that, the worst is behind me, and she said if I had any more symptoms like that, that I'd need to go to the ER ASAP, so... Anyway, so God is good. I'm sitting here messing with the HF rig. I think I'm gonna get on some FT8 here in a minute.
Out trouble till the tennis match. you can you notice any difference now with the since you started taking the medicine, or has it been, or is it too soon?
No, I can't tell any difference at all. So, you know, and I only have to take it a month. So, but anyway, well, I'm just grateful. You know, I'm grateful to God and because it could have been a whole lot worse.
I'm all grateful. That's a good deal. I got to run into Lowe's here and get a tube, a fluorescent tube, one of those tubes that runs out once every 10 years. It finally did it. It finally quit. So I got to take it in there and find me another one the same size. And then it's off to the dry cleaners, and then it's off to the dump. So running my errands today, but glad you're feeling better and getting back in the game. I'll let you go until I get back out again. W4DJW.
You enjoy this beautiful day, and we will talk to you later. And I'll say 73s in W4DJW KB4CBA clear.
2 Tango, hello, Dave.
Rusty.
Oh, I'm doing all right for an old man, and I'm glad to hear you're doing better. I just found out the other day that you'd had the stroke, so a little behind the curve here, finding out what's going on, you know?
It was just a mild one, and, you know, they did an MRI, and you can actually see the little white dot, but they don't seem overly concerned about it, so therefore I'm not either. So anyway, and they cut me loose to play some tennis, so you know, I got back out there yesterday and played my first match, and everything went well, so I'm just kind of going to ease back into it.
Interviewing Dave talking, I just figured I'd just hang around and all after Dave got out. And but yeah, that's what my wife had, was a stroke to start with, and then she had a cerebral hemorrhage, and then she had another stroke, another cerebral hemorrhage over a 10-year, over about a 15-year period, so, or 10-year period. So, no, it was 15 years, because she had her first one when she was 50. But anyway, glad to hear you're doing better, and that things are coming along for you there, over.
Good. Doing good. I hope you are.
I'm trying to stay out of trouble. Just doing a little bit, working a little bit here and a little bit there. And been doing some work around the house today. Going in there and put me a chicken breast in the air fryer and a potato in the microwave to bake potato and chicken breast. And that'll be my lunch here in a little while.
Well, that sounds good. And you've been taking any pictures lately?
Nothing but some for the work I've been doing. So I've been doing that lately, and had to drive up to Brevard last week on a cold day when I had to take outdoor pictures of the property I was inspecting. Also, spend my time out there measuring the building. I had gloves with me, so that was that kept me moving around. And but I've had enough driving twisty roads to last me for a year or two right now after coming back down from up there.
Well, better you than me. me. Well, I turned on the HF rig here, and I was listening on 20, and then I went to 17, and there's a little activity on 17, but I just didn't jump in there because I couldn't hear all the parties that were talking, and I just decided not to get in the conversation, but anyway, and I'm sure there's some stuff going on some of the other bands, but I was just doing some sideband tuning around.
Yeah, there's a little activity. activity out there today. I haven't turned on the radio today, but I was watching it on a monitor I've got here. So anyway, well, I just heard you in there and want to say I'm glad to hear you're doing better. And I've got to go do a couple of things, and then I'm going to go in there. I put the chicken breast in to marinate a while ago, and it's been in there for a couple hours. And when that finishes, then I'll throw it in the air fryer and throw the potato in the baked potato, the potato in the microwave to bake it, and that'll be a good lunch today. Good healthy lunch anyway. Talk to you later, David. You take it easy. KB4CBA, W2T.
You do the same. Enjoy your chicken, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the day. It's really nice out there. So you have a go in 73, W2T, KB4CBA.
UNB.
Come again with that call.
Today, this is November 4, Quebec, November Victor, and 4 QNV. I think we've talked once or twice, but not too often.
I don't have my I don't have my QRZ pulled up here, so I can pull you up on QRZ. But anyway, I'm getting it open here. Remind me of your name again.
It's Brian. I was listening to what you were talking about just a little bit ago, and also heard you describing the same thing, Thursday night when I was in Powdersville at the, after my grandson's flag football game. Welcome to the club, the 81 milligram, the rest of your life. I've been on that for years, and DJ Jebby has a good point of, the hard part is trying to remember if you took it or not. And I've kind of given up on trying to remember, and I end up going with once a week I fill up Sunday through Saturday pill box, and each day I'll check it, make sure I've been that I took the medicine. It's odd, you can remember what happened 50 years ago, but you can't remember if you take your pills in the morning.
That's the truth, I tell you. I have mine arranged in such a way. I have my morning pills. They're all in a cabinet in the morning on the left side, the evening are on the right side, and so that's the way I can keep them separate. And I just, and I take them at a certain time, and, I take my morning pills when I first get up, so that's about the first thing I do, so, and then I take my other ones when I go to bed, so it's about the last thing I do, so it works out pretty good that way.
I told myself a long time ago that, I'll remember, and I won't. And so occasionally I'll come to the, I'll get up in the morning and I'll look at the pill list and go, geez, forgot yesterday.
Yeah, I have this one vitamin D that I take once a week, and I have a reminder on my phone, and it goes off at 12 noon. But most of the time I remember it, and it's kind of funny, since I put the reminder on it on my phone, I've been remembering it, but before that, it was kind of hit and miss, so, I'd rather have that reminder there just in case, because it's only once a week.
N4QNV. Yeah, my wife uses her telephone, the reminder, when to take medicine. She has something she needs to take at midday. I'm not too keen on carrying a phone, so my wife will come home if I was out and say, you didn't take your phone, and I go, yeah. So having a phone remind me it would be going off in a room or a building where I wouldn't be, so I kind of try to rely on when I get up in the morning, try to do the routine, and more often than not, my routine gets interrupted for some reason, and then I'll end up going back to the pillbox and go, oh, okay, I haven't taken them yet, or, oh, yeah, I did. So, yeah, my wife used to be a nurse when we first met, and she just looks at me and says, just be glad you're vertical.
I got to say that I play tennis with, and so I'm with them. I said, yeah, you know, I woke up above ground, so, you know, that's always a good sign. That's a good start.
My annual physical coming up in a couple of weeks, and I usually have this routine. My internist says, so how you doing? And I say, well, starting out great. Woke up this morning, so everything after that is good.
Yeah, I feel the same way, and I'm just grateful. You know, I can still get out there and run around the tennis court, and I'll do that as long as I can. Anyway, so I'm just like I was telling Dave and Rusty, getting ready to mess around here on some FT8, maybe FT4, on some of the HF bands and see what's going on.
I met my youngest grandson with me. I just took him up from preschool, so I'm just waiting here until later time to go to dinner, then take him over where his older brother's going to have his little football game. So I just thought I'd bounce in, say welcome to the club. It seems to be inevitable. I might be a few years older than you. I'm 75, so I just ordered a T-shirt that says, I'm retired and you're not. Have a nice day at work tomorrow.
Yeah, I've been retired since I was 60. I'm 68. And you know, and I kind of rub it in sometimes to the guys when I'm playing tennis, and because most, you know, I guess maybe half of them or more work, and that's when we play at 6 because they can't get there any earlier. So, but that, you know, that's fine with me because I can play just about any time.
That's the one advantage not working. I held off until I was, until I turned 70 to completely retire. I just didn't feel like I could tell myself, okay, you're done. Do whatever you want. So, but with grandkids, the nicest thing about retirement is when you have young grandkids. I watch my youngest one 2 afternoons a week and every other Friday, so it's been a lot of time with him, and I, you know, it's something that I couldn't do when I was working full time because I was traveling a lot. So it works out. Well, I think my young'un is about ready to want to throw the football around a little bit, so I'm gonna get off the air and get back to talking with him. But it was good to chat with you. I just wanted to drop in and, like I say, welcome to the club of medicine every day. So you have a good one, and I'll talk to you sometime down the road. Again, this is N4QNV, and it's Brian.
Well, you have a good one. Enjoy this beautiful day. It's really nice out there. And enjoy your grandson. I enjoyed the Q set. You take care. N4Q and BKB4CBA.
W4DJW, I'm over.